The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 26th day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 12th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 24th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 31st day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 14th day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 29th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Today we are celebrating the Epiphany of the Lord. The word epiphany means revelation.
In today's opening prayer, we prayed, O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations. Now, obviously, Jesus' main purpose to become one of us was to save us and to offer us eternal life. But he also came for revelation, to reveal God's nature and love to us all. Now, throughout the Old Testament, God revealed himself to a privileged few, to Abraham, our father in faith, to Moses, the liberator of his chosen people, and to the prophet Elijah, among others. But now this revelation is offered to all people, as symbolized by the story of the Magi. We've had different names for the Magi over the years, the kings, the wise men. But the Magi were advisors to the kings of Persia. Now, they were distrustful of the Romans and of their proxy rulers, such as King Herod. Thus, when Herod heard that they were looking for an audience, he was probably hopeful that maybe they had come to form an alliance or to pledge fidelity to him, thus strengthening his own rule. But instead, they shocked King Herod and his gathered nobility when they announced that they were seeking the newborn king of the Jews, which of course explains why he and all his nobility were disturbed, along with all Jerusalem with them. What were the Magi looking for? A king, obviously. They were prepared to do the king homage and shower him with the expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. If we just stop the story right there and put ourselves into the persons of the Magi, would we have been disappointed by finding this newborn king in a stable among the poorest of people? But their reaction was not one of disappointment, but rather of reverence and offering him homage. They gladly opened their coffers and presented those expensive gifts to the Holy Family. What was the source of their joy? Now, these were skilled politicians, and so they knew that there was no political advantage to allying themselves with this peasant king. But I would maintain that their joy came from God's revelation to them. They had already experienced the power and prestige that Herod displayed in his palace along with all his nobility around him. But they realized that was not what was important. Rather, humility and complete trust in God who reveals his nature to us. The Magi were touched by experiencing in their encounter with the Holy Family individuals who placed their trust in God and who did his will. This encounter changed them from being political operatives into men of faith who also followed God's will. After all, at the very end, they ignored Herod's order, did not report to him the location of the newborn king, but instead returned to their country by a different way. Our journey as disciples of Jesus Christ must be one in which we strive to know God's will for us and to have the courage to follow it. Too many times in our life, we ask for guidance and we look for that bright star, thereby ignoring the promptings of a friend or maybe a spouse who God is using to answer our prayer. Too many times we pray for guidance, but we want it on our schedule and following our plan. All we're asking God to do is to ratify it. That is not seeking out God's will. Instead, as disciples of Jesus, we are called to echo his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, not as I will, but as you will. Or Mary's response to the angel, may it be done to me according to your word. Their complete trust in their heavenly Father led to our redemption. Our complete trust in him will further God's plan of salvation and lead to miracles as well. As we continue this celebration of the Epiphany, let us pray for guidance to discern God's will for us each and every day. And let us pray for the strength of the Holy Spirit to follow God's will, just as Jesus our Savior did. So we can join the Magi as they continue to offer him homage at Christ's throne in heaven.